This cross in here. It had steep banks on it when you would go over on carriers.
I'm saying that's the Meuse.
That's the Meuse.
I'm saying that's the Albert Canal.
Right, I mean, well, maybe it's got a different name.
That's the... Now that one.
Yeah.
And the boot. There's a carrier up.
This is from the book.
Well, there should be a carrier up. Is there a carrier on here, Ram?
It says the CO's carrier coming down to be rafted, followed by Captain Griffin, MC. A group of DRs can be seen on the bank. And that's your carrier?
That's my carrier.
Yeah.
The only one that's crossed.
I can't see number 64, something. But I can't see any number.
No, that's my last two army numbers.
Two last army numbers.
That's my last two army numbers.
Got it. 64. It's not your vehicle number.
No.
53 on, did it work?
55. 55. Yeah. But my last two army numbers was 64.
Right. So do you remember going? You must remember going over here then.
I'll tell you for why in a minute. Yeah. It's a young fella.
Yeah.
You see that big lad there?
Yeah, well, he's a dispatch rider, isn't he?
Steve Motorbike.
Yeah.
That's our sergeant, Sergeant Dixon.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. Can you recognise him from there then?
I can know our Dixon because the only one way you can recognise him.
Yeah.
And anybody.
Yeah.
Have a look at his coat.
His coat?
Have a look at his coat there.
Which one am I looking at? This middle one? This one?
The one to your left.
That one there?
That one.
Well, it looks different to the others.
Correct. You always had the Donner Mackle.
Yeah.
Dixon.
All right.
Yeah. Just in short, off the record, he finished up here. Had a bit of transport for him. He's dead. He's done.
So he had a transport for him.
But anyway, he sent for me.
Yeah.
I was looking for two lads, food. What were all along here, stood along here.
Yeah.
But I can't understand this. These here.
Yeah, on the other side, on the other bank.
Which obvious, you had to do because they had to pull me across.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you know what were behind there?
No.
Hold on a second.
Right. This is on the other side of the Meuse Escaut Canal, yeah.
And this is like sending Robert on an Arab as they knew and you don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You might want
him. Well, no.
He's putting them away.
It's all right at the moment.
I got over. Dixon said to me, lad, you're a hell of a big chap, you know.
Yeah.
Never liked me at all, I don't know why.
Was he 6 foot? I don't want.
No. Good med.
Yeah.
And a good mechanic and, you know, thorough.
Yeah.
He said, get on there and take tosses.
Yeah.
On a recce.
Yeah.
He goes out and hit it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I goes down and carry it. All the officers gets in. 8, 9 officers, that's that, they're all coming.
Yeah.
But I sat there, just driving along.
Yeah.
And they're telling me, you know, and I'm looking at slip trenches, empty, little gun points.
Yeah.
Empty.
Yeah.
Gets back. Must have made a decent, he says, anybody over there? I said, what? He says, anybody over there? I said, how's that? He says, nobody been on before.
All right.
Champion. I was sat there like I was driving down Blackford Prom.
So the only people that were over there were those few people on the other bank to pull
the only in. The only soldiers off to the side were ours to pull us over.
Yeah.
See, which I thought, oh, the Italians had gone over.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I weren't worried. There's nobody gone over. And we were there feeling, you know, to see.
Yeah.
And went weighing off after.
Yeah.
The officers were all sat down in bottom of the carrier.
But luckily, it seems, the Germans had cleared out.
They'd gone.
Luckily.
That's the first time we heard. We'd ever heard over cluster bombs.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of them through us.
Yeah.
But isn't that just short? That is now. Bob says, what do you call that place?
Meuse Escaut Canal.
Meuse and Escaut. Now I always call it the Albert Canal.
Well, maybe, you see, maybe it's known as that as well. It might be.
Well,
but in the book, it calls it the Meuse Escaut Canal,
it.
You see.
Yeah, all scurried down the canal.
Yeah. But that's it. That's the canal, isn't it?
Well, that's it. And that's the driver who sat in there.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah.
Which is like, what, 50 years on, it's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyway, after that, after you'd crossed there, I think that's when you get onto that corridor for Arnhem. And keeping that corridor wider.
Well, it's about 3 or 4 days.
Middle of September, September 20, somewhere around there, 21st.
About 3 or 4 days before that, we got at a place. And, Dixon, I could come in too, that fella, with the motorbike.
Yeah, yeah.
Put your gun, this is where it comes, the gun, in charge.
Good. Yeah.
Put your gun. And I said to Higgs, Jimmy Higgs, hit middle of the field.
Middle of field?
Hit middle of the field.
Hit the middle of the field.
In the middle of the field. Yeah. Put your gun at middle of that field.
Mm.
We're going just near this barn.
Mm.
I thought, and this for me. Nobody else. No, not this time. I thought you were about to burn all the time.
Yeah.
This time I got up to you.
Yeah.
A bit more. My leg was up here, I don't know what it was.
Yeah. You banged it on something, maybe.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I tried to get that with five.
Yeah.
Kit.
Yeah.
I said, George, the mill sergeant.
Yes.
Give me a crowd to this one.
Yeah.
George, push them out. I was there. He said, there's something to do. I said, oh, fancy being down that field again.
Yeah.
Because if he's dropping on Joe Muggins' day, I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
I said, so you can go down here tonight. I said, I'm going on the way.
Yeah.
You get me about 6 days, you were there.
Oh, right. For your foot up?
Went back in the water, we grabbed.
Yeah.
When I went back, he said, oh, you're back then? I said, aye. He said, gun team. I said, what for?
Mm.
He said, you left your vehicle about oil, about water. I said, did I? He said, aye. I said, you still running? I said, yeah. I said, aye. So we're on a gun team after.
After that, you were on a gun team?
Aye.
Because he said you left
it about oil. He said, I left it about oil. I couldn't occur to a monkey if he dropped a bit to his eye, Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was determined I weren't going down that field again. I've got more than my share.
Yeah. So, around that time as well, there was a place you went to in around Eindhoven.
Aye.
There's another picture in the book, which is it was a defensive position, again, keeping that whole corridor.
Corridor open.
Yeah, it was a place called, began with an
R.
No, this began with an O, this one did. Erdentrode, St. Erdentrode.
Uh huh.
You were there for about 10 days.
Oh, aye.
Italian in defence, and that was around maybe late September, early October, I suppose that was.
That was trying to get through to the Erdem boys?
Mm. Yeah, well, that's about
that
time.
Period?
Yeah, that sort of time, yeah.
And if you're listening, now, that place there, what's it called?
St. Erdentrode.
St. Erdentrode.
Yeah.
Me and Jimmy Hughes were not stag again.
Yeah.
As usual, one led down, one stood up.
Yeah.
This can be verified, it's not saying just to fill the story up.
Yeah.
I've done my job, I went through. I led down, nudged Jimmy, and said, get up. Hit me about the cock too. I guess they have. All his rifle at the east side.
Yeah.
My rifle at the east side.
Yeah.
I hadn't been let down 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's kicking me foot.
Yeah.
So what's he get up for?
Yeah.
So don't mind. He said, I can hear. Leather equipment. Well, I didn't know the ropes. Well, I didn't know. But I didn't think so. Germans had leather equipment.
Right.
Most of them.
Right. Yeah.
I must have been deaf then, though. So I stand up. Leans over.
were like I, and a bit of I, man, with a gully underneath, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And up to the door like him, batches, you know, about from 8 at Carr, were at Manchester Machine Guns, and they were on fixed lines,
yeah.
And they opened up, it was
yeah.
So long, straight floor.
Yeah.
Because the battalion was spread out very thin.
Yeah.
Down door.
Yes, what?
I got to sleep in.
Oh, yeah.
Looked at him disgusting. So, morning, waking up, making breakfast for going to come through.
Yeah.
The only steel helmet I've ever seen set the fire with him. I know I don't need his steel helmet on all California.
Yeah.
Just lifting the bacon out of a tin and putting it into Dixie. Put it down and looked up.
The fat caught fire?
Huh?
The fat caught fire?
No.
Yeah.
The platoon of German Saturday.
Right.
Just a bit further than a car.
That's about 30, 40 yards away.
A bit more.
50, 60 yards away.
Just a bit more.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you do? You no rifle. You can be doing the injury. You can call it egg and bacon in a tin for a lance,
yeah.
Ready for putting in a Dixie.
Yeah.
Down, scat just like a snake, trying to get at your rifle.
Yeah.
You can put his head down, or he put his head down here, fire. He's steel out of flies more.
Oh, from fire. The fire, yeah.
And he always says.
But they didn't see it.
They're spraying all over, but we were fortunate because we were down.
Yeah. So they fired at you. They
opened up at us and blew.
Yeah.
And to this day, nobody knows where they went.
No.
So they knew where to go back to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The very same token, a couple of days or so, I think it could have been before or after, the answer. There's some sort of division of Yankee soldiers.
What happened around Eindhoven was that the American paratroopers dropped there.
Come up that day. I think the Yankees are walking about.
Yeah.
Like it was Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like I were at very first.
Yeah.
When I'd seen anything.
Yeah.
See, that's anything. Mm. That's basically it's seen
nothing.
Mm. So they're walking about. Oh, I said, guy, you know, all right.
Yeah.
I said, you better get your head down. Could you get down a bit? I said, if you...
Well, yeah.
Oh, they're rapping and police, I think, the Yankee cats. The American soldier can't do what you can do.
Mm.
They can't stop in a trench.
Mm.
He has to be.
Yeah.
And it costs an awful lot of life.
Yeah, well, that was around, at that time, I think, Arnhem basically had failed. But the American airborne soldiers dropped around the bridges of Nijmegen, Grave and Eindhoven, whereas the British airborne forces dropped around Arnhem. And we never got to the Arnhem boys, as we know, but we basically, it was because that Arnhem situation was sort of, Montgomery said afterwards, it was sort of 90% successful, didn't it? The thing that failed was that we didn't actually reach the bridge at Arnhem.
If you'd have seen them lads coming out from Arnhem, although you've gone through it, mine.
I've not been there.
No, I mean
there.
Us.
Yeah.
I'm putting you as a soldier.
Yeah.
So you've gone through it.
Yeah.
And you know what it is. Mm. But for them to be pinned down there, they must have been hell on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it, when they walk past you,
yeah. You
just will look.
Yeah.
Like it just, and the shaking out your
ring. Yeah, well the ones, if you saw some British airborne people there, did you, when you were there?
No.
No, you didn't see any there.
We saw, when we was...
The American?
No. When we was opening the corridor.
Yeah.
When we finally opened the corridor.
Yeah.
And moved up somewhere, I don't know just where it were.
Yeah.
The airborne lads,
yeah.
That's where we saw them, were coming down road, fancy, like army.
Yeah, well, I guess they were some of the ones that escaped from Arnhem, weren't they?
They were the lads what come over the water out at night.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And they come down the roads. Right, British lads were guarding themselves.
Yeah.
They were nowhere they could do it. They were absolutely shattered, you know.
Oh yeah, awful sort of experience there, for those blokes, wasn't it?
Well, they fell, had his leg off there, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And he's going to sleep, aren't he?
No, I'm not, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to all what you're saying.
So after that period there, around that, to sort of protect that Arnhem Corridor thing,
we went over Nijmegen Bridge.
Yeah.
And the first armored column over the Nijmegen Bridge was led by the man as drowned his son, Daly Merritt, boss, what do we call
him? Yeah, Maxwell.
Maxwell. Yeah. And the other commander was Lord Carrington.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody else told me that.
Now, Maxwell could speak fluent because he's Polish, weren't he, really? I didn't know that.
Czechoslovakian.
Right. Well, when he ran into a barn, when he got over Nijmegen Bridge, they were talking German and then they got shot with arrows because they thought they were a Jerry. But it is history, it's true. Maxwell and Carrington were the first armour over Nijmegen Bridge.
Yeah, but just after this period now, your crowd, and presumably the whole of the division moved out to, because there was a town called Ergenbosch that had to be taken. And your crowd moved, your battalion with the rest of the division, I suppose, moved to a position just east of Ergenbosch, ready for the attack on Ergenbosch.
That'd be Elmond.
No, Elmond was outside of Nijmegen.
Well, we stayed in Elmond.
Yeah, you did stay.
I'll give you an instance.
Yeah.
In Elmond.
Yeah.
When we stayed in Elmond, we put the gun in a field, and I said to the sergeant, I would come. Driver then.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know how it come about really, but I can picture it if it were now. We just had one of the lads shot, we called Gannon, jumped up and Jerry shot him. We had some captured at Elmond, if it's there.
Yeah.
Who read that?
Probably is there, yeah.
Well, and we were like up fringe. We're the lads. No, we couldn't put up there. Where the lads were captured, Now then, this sergeant, he was scouser, he didn't know much. He reinforcement. He said, sorry to a chap. He said, I don't want you to do any gun crew duty tonight. He said, you might have a lot of stuff at the house, because the house were back where they were all stopping.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not stopping. He said, how's that? I said, who's that fellow?
Yeah.
Oh, I said. He said, look, intuition again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, oh, it's his wife's come up somewhere. Anyway, his wife and children's gone on. He said, he's going tomorrow, going to meet him.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, oh, it's a Dutchman then. Oh, I died.
Yeah.
We should see you again. I said, now. I said, I'll stop here, lads.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going back around. So we're just. Well, this comes out in the book, you know. It's right.
Yeah.
Only was up by, obviously, my left so many up. My feet were a bit fast. Weren't jumping from edge to edge like in France. He'd gone, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Edge smart chap, he was too smart to be a delicate.
Yeah.
Weighed him off, I thought. He went all the board. They were only SS officers, weren't they?
Oh, right.
Spread out here and there.
Yeah.
Acting like they were gawking, you know. Met his son make puddings. And he met the make puddings.
Yeah.
And he rolled them up, they were up table him, Lou.
Yeah.
He says, Kirk, them, I said, Kirk, what? said, you must be Joe. I said, you want a cuckoo, get him in.
Yeah, right.
I said, I'll stick to me corned beef.
That's right, but that was in Helmond.
That was in Helmond.
Helmond, yeah. Yeah, but you were in Helmond a couple of times, but one of the times you were in Helmond for a period was after the Ardennes, when you were, it was after the Ardennes, when you, after you'd been to HUY, we, after there you moved to Helmond, and that was prior to Reichwald. A bit later on,
before Reichwald.
Yeah, this is in January.
Right, well, I was about 15 on the way.
But this period now is Ergenbosch, which is around October of 44, which was prior to Elmont.
Well, I was Jimmy Murthwaite and Sammy Allerton.
Yeah.
I think I had 15 underweight. I don't think I was going for it.
Yeah.
And one of them said, just casual, no water. It's my chicken, water.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to get some. Yeah, we think it was horrible.
Yeah.
Some sort of Donner's motorbike, which is Rogerson.
Yeah.
He was class RT, I don't know.
Mm.
I guess we're down the road and said, the Reggie Smith's office, go down to house, walk, we would. I said, I'm going to get water. Those had a water tank that were out of towers. Lots of black hood. Guy never came me that one.
Yeah.
That's Spanish, mate.
All right.
Then you said, well, it's fine.
So Benny's going to be doubly hit then, isn't he, if he gets this Benny's mate that's dying of leukemia. That's the one that's just
well,
died.
Well, they were like Benny, Eric. There was me, Benny, Eric, and Arthur.
Yeah.
But Arthur were more Benny than Eric, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I were more Eric than Benny.
Yeah.
We're all together, both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had two tanks, two pepper tins with the water pipe. And I get some trouble, I sat in chair. I thought, well, it's a little bit more. So I said, I'm watching, I look for it.
Yeah.
I went 5 minutes here, about 3 quarters. Shrapnel, 84, oh, but it was that side.
Shrapnel?
Ah, yeah. The wind then.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Going up 5 minutes, get on the boat.
Yeah. This is where? In the centre of Ergenbosch?
Well, it wasn't its centre, we were going into the centre of Ergenbosch.
Yeah.
And I remember backing the machine, whether it was carrier or whether it was 15, but I was backing it up, and the voice of light says, never could drive. I said, say that again. I said, if you can fight, come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it were a lot of, I learned it to go and be in England.
And what was he doing? He was driving
infantry.
Something else? Oh, infantry.
I said, what are you doing as infantry?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, well, he said, when he come to bus stop, he said, he picked he wanted for drivers and that, right?
I mean, some of the fighting that was going on in Ergenbosch was quite nasty, wasn't it? Because there were some, weren't there flamethrowers, what do you call those used there?
That's affecting me, that first time we used one.
Sorry?
That first time, really, flamethrowers was used for
it. It was, wasn't it?
But the thing were, they were firing civilians and all, because the Germans were keeping civilians in houses.
Yeah.
Since some years ago.
Yeah.
Are you having a drink, lass?
Tell you what I was going to do, what I'm
going
to have to do.
You can do that.
What?
Peeping.
Yeah. I was going to get that duvet out, the belly box, and get the cover and put it in the cover.
Well, fetch it down here, we can do it.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Listen, fetch that down here, and we can do that while we're watching you do it. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Just throw it, listen, don't carry it down, throw it down.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so... That Ergenbosch thing, I mean, I know that you've been back to Ergenbosch now for the first time, haven't you?
Aye.
For after 50 years.
Brought me out.
And, because some of your friends, or one of your friends, was killed.
I can't just get it proper. I remember going on to Sammy Allerton, where he were with gun. I'm not saying I put the gun down for Sammy. I think that carrier It's hard to say because, you see, our independence, our oldest stuff's just driver. Our oldest is spare driver.
Yeah.
I could be driving yours.
Yeah.
If I come in, I'm going to get about tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's all right, he's back, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell them wherever.
Yeah.
And I do remember going outside Samuel Bridge, which is the Dutch bridge, sheltered here.
This is the bridge near the station, is it?
No, this is the bridge over the river Dutson. What river is it in Surrey?
I'm not really sure, actually, what it is.
In Stagbosch, what's it called?
I'm not really sure what it is. Which one?
Roddle, is it?
Yeah, it might be.
Roddle.
But anyway, whatever the river is.
It's the Deutsche Bridge, where Samuelerton had put the gun on. Now, there's a photo in the book of the bridge, and outside of the bridge is a petrol station.
Yeah.
And it's a Hessel petrol station.
Yeah.
Have you got that photo?
No, there's not a photo in the regimental book like that.
In that green book there is.
No.
In that green book, there's a photo, a glossy photo of Deutsche Bridge.
Oh, well, I've not seen it.
And outside, I'm telling lies.
It's not in that book. It's on there.
It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why I can see it. It's on to video.
Yeah, right.
See?
Yeah, because you've got a video of Ergenbosch.
Aye.
Which we're going to look at
later. See it, and I said it with it, but it's not. It's on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I watched it that many times, I think.
Yeah.
And, I went down to the bottom and some MP, I don't know whether it belongs to us or not, but it were full of Germans. They were talking to for the day. He says, "Ah, no." He said, "We've got out of there." I said, "When you do a river bomb, it's with Thursday." He said, "Ah." And I just forget who we were. I think it was East Black, though. But he said, "You're right." He said, "Well, I've looked all over that." I said, "Well, I was on." He said, "It's a synagogue today." All built up. But when our old stuck me, took us to the bridge, we took me out. I couldn't talk no further. He don't come back. That way.
Yeah, this is.
It just it isn't. Shit. This fellow at Annex had to walk away. And when I were on my own, well, just brought
him. So how did your mate get killed on the bridge?
He was killed with a 17 pound tiger. Got his head blown off.
So you didn't actually see that?
Oh, I didn't see it.
But you know when, that that's
when
what
I
happened.
When I went up, he come round and said, "Somebody's had with you. You got him for something."
Yeah.
Let's put it
here. Yeah, yeah, lovely, thanks. We'll put it on. So.
Just
a cover.
Now, what do you want?
Drink
tea? What do you want?
Or
just
to
have a beer?
Just
have a beer.
I'll have whatever you're having. You have a beer, not
driving. I'll have whatever you're having.
Well, mine's tea.
I'll have a cup of tea, please.
Have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, you can have a
cake.
Give us your cup.
There's no problem, Bob, because there comes beer out there.
No, I don't know.
There's only mild beer.
There is a bitter out there.
Trent
Mound beer. Well, I used to have whiskey and all sorts in, but
can't drink it now.
See, my brother died years and so on. The whiskey killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I was saying, if you've made bridges more modern, but you haven't shifted the old parts.
No. And did you went back to the cemetery, and is he buried in Ergenbosch?
He's buried in Hooten.
Hooden, yeah.
I have a photograph of
him. You see
that photograph?
Yeah, yeah.
You see it?
I saw some pictures that Bob had.
Have you seen them, as I
have? I'm not sure that I've seen yours. I don't think I have, no. Maybe later on.
That'll do,
yeah.
I'll be actually
So that was Ergenbosch. I mean,
it was a bit of a double up because you fetch some photographs of the thief. You've been over there about 3 months.
Yeah.
And they're. Not the photograph, so sweet.
No.
Anyway, I remember this MP coming to us and saying, "Will you stop they're across there. He said, keep these prisoners in. He said, they're not moving. He said, they're not. I said, you must be joking. I said, I'm a lad, I said, I can't stop here.
Yeah.
I said, anyway, I'm moving from here anyway. He said, why? I said, it's a glass door.
Yeah.